The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. I want to super welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Some days I just have to pinch myself. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, look at where I am and look at what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm reminded of the coincidences, and some people would say not coincidences, but let's just say coincidences that got me to this point. You know, one of the things I love is I love coming across books and people that are on a mission. And I'm not just saying they're on a mission of a small magnitude. They're on a mission that is so fueled with passion and purpose. And in the topic, the content, what they're about has to do with what it is our lives become to mean to us at any age possible. You know, I started this show 10 years ago. Now, many people listen to me on radio, and then when they find out my birth date and my birth year, they call or they email, and I get letters that are of the nature, OMG, where did you find the courage to embark on a career or what they see as a career in an arena that didn't exist 10 years ago? And how did you decide that you were going to walk away from everything that anybody thought you were going to do and do this? Here's the punchline, folks, at your age. Now, I have to tell you, I'm not one of these folks that even pay attention to age. The only part of my birth date that I do pay attention to is my actual date, given that I'm a Sagittarian. That's why I pay attention to it. But what is it we're willing to give up in our lives? You know, are you out there listening to the show and you're thinking to yourself, man, I've lost my job. I'm too old to get another job. I'm too young to get another job. I don't fit in. I can't use my iPhone, my smartphone, my iPod. Or are you thinking, I'm really called to a greater purpose in my life? I'm really called to be at a place that has never been explored before by me. Well, this conversation today is for all of the above, all of you. It's for all of the above. I am so thrilled to be introducing you all, just absolutely thrilled to be introducing you to, first of all, an incredible book, but two incredible people. You know, when you think about I'm going to read the title of the book, Do Not Go Quietly. I love this. Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. George and Sedina Campanelli joining me here today, and one of the things I want to say about this is somebody had to start talking about this. Somebody had to start talking about what we're not talking about. You know, we're not living in a society where you hit a certain age and the rest of your family shows up to take care of you. That's not this country. There may be pockets of it, but that is definitely not what goes on here. So then what is the expectation for us for the next 50 years of our life? Because we are going to move. We are going to be here. Do we want to be here from a sense of purpose and power? Or do we want to be here from a sense of weakness and victimhood? Today, George and Sedina joining me here today on the show because we're going to talk about what it means to not go quietly. And today, we're going to look at whether or not you feel that we're in a digital age, whether in an age where you can't learn, you can learn, what this is all about is it really the age of empowerment? What is it in your life? You and 150 million other people, what is it that you're looking at that makes you feel less than, down a court, and not good enough? But I will tell you, gray hair is in, and thank you, Vin Diesel, for giving us the bald look. I want to welcome George and Sedina. Welcome to the show, guys.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for that intro, Pat.
Yeah, delighted to be with you. Just delighted.
I love that you wrote the book. Really cool. I think it's really cool. I want to tell you just a short story, and then I'm going to jump into this topic, right? So for most of my life, I'm a brunette. And, you know, most of, you know, the pictures that are out on the internet or whatever of me, you see me as a brunette. A couple of years ago, as kind of a little joke, I got dressed up for Halloween, went over to my friend's house. But one of the things that I was compelled to do was to dye my hair almost platinum white. And to get a really short cut, kind of like that Eminem look, right? Really short cut. And I didn't intend to keep it. But it was fascinating to watch what happened when I did that. You know, I went from, you know, this brunette look to this very edgy look. And here's what... Here's what folks said to me, and this is really the opening for what we're going to talk about. I had a group of people that said to me, oh my gosh, that is so cool and so edgy, and it looks great on you. And then I had the other group of people that said to me, oh my God, finally you're not dyeing your hair, and you're letting your real color show through. All of this is in conversation to say, how come we are so confused about what it means to become seasoned in our culture? And what is it about us that has been willing to go quietly into the night? George, do you want to start that? Or Sedina, would you like to start that?
Sure, I'll be happy to jump in. I mean, part of it, I think, begins literally at the beginning of our nation. You know, if you think about it, we were founded by a group of refugees who left tradition, home, families, elders, a variety of things, to start what they thought was a new world. And so it wasn't as if America was simply a transplant of the same cultures that people came from. And so I think we started off differently. And unfortunately, we've stayed on that track and off track, you know. There was a time, of course, in America where, once it was established, where there were geographical regions where families got established, multiple generations of families lived in the same place. So having babies and elders in the same environment was just part of life. And that's when life was really its richest in America. But with the dispersion of people across America and the shifting of demographic patterns, we've arrived at a place where there's that core family has been exploded, and we now live in disjointed communities. So we've been able to separate ourselves from aging and from and to live in this illusion, this myth of youth. We've become an obsessively youth-focused culture, and its long-term implications are staggering in their proportions. And throughout history, every culture that has arrived at this juncture, that has stopped paying attention to its elders, stop incorporating their wisdom, ultimately has ended up imploding. And we're at the risk of that, Pat.
And Pat, as George is saying, you know, we really live in a materialistic culture. We've grown up after the Industrial Revolution. Our emphasis is always on productivity, get her done kind of mindset. And along with that comes the fear of what are we going to do when that goes away. So we've come to believe that once we stop producing and achieving, we cease to have value. So with age, our culture takes away our opportunities for achievement and even acknowledgement. So most people believe that they are what they do and not who they are. rather than recognize that that's only part of who we are. So as George said, our culture, you know, really focuses on youth. I think everyone knows that. Disregards those of us who are aging, particularly, I want to say, women and old people. Or, you know, we're taught to resist aging and all its physical signs and push our feelings down, try to fix ourselves, make ourselves into something we once were, or to look at younger images as good, which, of course, is an illusion. So no wonder we come to reject ourselves rather than accept the beauty of the present, of where we are.
You know, it's so true. I mean, you know, part of this, and this is what I love about the book and what you stand for, is, you know, both of you have stepped out in the world. You know, you've created a multi-platform media and events environment. You know, you're looking at, you know, Age Nation Radio, beyond that, navigating the future. I mean, there's so many things you've done, including, you know, the formation of the World Council of Wisdom Keepers. And, you know, part of this is looking at what happens to us when we buy in to this idea of, oh my God, I've turned 50. Oh my God. You know, somebody said something interesting to me the other day. They said, you know, 40 is the new 30. And so, oh, okay. I said, so 90 is the new 80. 80 is the new 70. 70 is the new 60. 60 is the new 50. 50 is the new 40. And they just looked at me, and they were ready to argue, no, that's not true. And so we're so in tune to this number that we call age, mm-hmm. and we forget that we're not really changing the spunk and the spirit of who we are. I mean, I'm going to be the same girl that went down to Atlantic City and burned her bra. Back in, who knows when that was, 69, 68. I'm that same person. I may not express it, but I think part of this for people, and I'd love for you to talk to this when we come back from break, I think there are part of us that do surrender and go quietly. I want to take a short break. When we come back, George and Sedina Capanelli joining us here today. I have so much to share. We're going to talk about their book. We're going to talk about, you know, why this is such an important message, and deeply explore the passion, the purpose, and the call to action that is a giant yes for all of us. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to let you know how to get a copy of the book and much more. We'll be right back with the show.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Want to know what the best kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app. Keeping your word, changing your life forever.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm so thrilled to have my guest joining me here today. You know, finally, a book that really addresses so many of the questions that go on in our minds about those of us that have come through, you know, parts of our lives, our, what we now call our youth. We've moved into a different place in our lives. But the question is, how have we moved into that phase of our lives? And why is it that some of us just absolutely need to figure out how to do things differently, and others have a really tough time? The book is Do Not Go Quietly. It's a guide to living consciously and aging wisely for people who weren't born yesterday. George Sedina, thank you for joining me here today. Before we talk about some of the details, I want to talk about Do Not Go Quietly. I want to get a sense about what that means. What does it mean to not go quietly? Because I think that we have an impression of people that age in our society that we're supposed to go quietly and maybe even go under a rock for the rest of our lives. Can you guys talk to that for a minute?
Well, I mean, you know, on some level, what the title means is that we need to raise our voices. We need to celebrate the gift that is this opportunity of a lifetime. We need to remember that it ain't over until it's over, and as long as we have breath in our body, we have an opportunity to do what each of us have come here to do. You know, we believe that each of us is born with a unique note to contribute to the song that's life, you know, and some of us get to contribute portions of it early in our lives. Some of us get to contribute more of it later in our lives. But what's important is that we contribute it, that we live the lives that we were born to live. And society has created, especially here in America, an illusion that, you know, if you don't get it done by the time you're 40 or 50, well, you know, you just hang up your cleats. But that's a blatant lie, because if you look throughout history, many of the people we rever, many of the people who we study in history books, did not accomplish their greatest objectives until they were well beyond 50. You know, the Michelangelo's painting the Sistine Chapel at 77. You know, it goes on and on and on and on throughout history, remarkable people doing remarkable things. So we just bought into an illusion, and that illusion isn't true. And if we take a little time to look at truth, we'll realize that there's a lot of juice left in the tank. that we might not do it in the same way we did it when we were 20 or 30 or 40, but we have the capacity to do extraordinary things. And that's what's essential for us to remember. And as to whether it's easy or hard, the truth of the matter is it's the way that it is. And however it is for each of us, those are the challenges we came here to live. Those are the challenges we came here to master. Sure, we can sit back on a couch and put our feet up, but the cost is so great, the cost in depression and sadness and regret and poor health and all the rest of it. So our choice is to live the life that we were born to live or to live a life that none of us want to live.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And Pat, you asked about where did that come from? Do Not Go Quietly is, well, the title is taken from the Dylan Thomas poem, Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night,
right.
One of the opening stanzas of the poem. And we chose that title as a reminder, really, that although life is, you know, it can be full of great sadness and pain, there's also incredible joy and tremendous blessing. And so Do Not Go Quietly, we look at it as a clarion call for greater awareness and a motivation to make it really a joyful noise while we're here, be responsible for our world and our own self-care and to be the best we can be at any age and take full advantage of our time here, as George was saying. Because really, whether we have 5 years, 10 years, 20, or even 50 years, if you think of it, it's a relatively short time. So we need to make the best of it and stop complaining, and I say come out of the closet of aging. And I'm very proud of the fact that I'm 65, like you, with your hair and everything. I just did a talk at the Women's Council of Realtors here in Santa Fe and said, you know, I'm proud to be 65. And this is a new chapter in my life, and I'm going to stand up and be all the great things that brought me to this place, that I've garnered to this point in my life. That's what I have to give now. I didn't have half of that stuff when I was younger. And I was going too fast to appreciate it anyway.
Well, one of the things that I want to say is that this is, you know, this is really a call to action, as you say. You know, one of the things that I want to talk about in the book, there's so many things, by the way, so many things in the book that I could talk about, and I just want to make everybody aware of that. You know, it is a guide, but it's a guide that has some of the most inspirational stories. And I think that, you know, as those of us that are here, whether we're, you know, 65, 62, 67, 68, you know, whatever the age is, we have something to say. We are in the world where we have not given up. We've had to reinvent ourselves. So I want to ask you this question. There are many, many stories in the book. And a lot of what I'm seeing is the absolute grit and gut and perseverance of people to use their creativity to create, carve out whatever that next leg of their lives are going to be. One of the chapters says something like, this is not for sissies. And I want to talk about this for a minute, because I know my own experience and many of my friends, we've really had to have such a passion and purpose that giving up was not going to be an option for us. So, you know, can we talk about that? George, do you want to start?
Sure. And, you know, the fact is that it's not just that aging isn't for sissies. Life
right.
isn't for sissies, you know? I mean, if you think about it, when we're born and we have to learn language and cultural customs and all the rest of it, when we go through early stages of school, when we go through puberty, when we go through early adulthood, when we have relationships and marriage and children, and every stage of life has its challenges and its opportunities. And this is no different. And the truth of the matter is that if we don't listen to the call that comes from within, if we don't listen to the challenges that life offers and we don't master them, then the price, as I said before, becomes really substantial. And it's not that we, I don't think we have to do anything special. I think we just have to listen to the prompts that come from within and then have the courage to act on them.
Right.
You know, get up off the couch, mm-hmm. make that call, explore that new opportunity, reach out to someone with whom you still have obstacle or misunderstanding and begin to correct it. Express something that's in your heart that is loving. Share that piece of information that you know that can help someone. This is life 101. You don't have to be a superhero to age consciously. You just have to be a human being practicing being human and do it with what you have the capacity to do. Little steps, big steps, they all add up to the same thing, which is a life worth living.
Yeah. Sadina, I want to ask you a question. Is it different for women?
Is what?
Is it different for women?
Is it different?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I was saying earlier, I think everybody is going through, this is just new territory for everyone, for everybody. For one thing, you know, back in the, I guess there's an average lifespan was 19 years of age, was hardly a chance to grow old once. But now we have like 40, 50 more years to live. So it is really new territory, and for men and women, I think what I mentioned earlier about just the myth of youth, which we spent a lot of time talking about and Do Not Go Quietly, where we resist aging, women are so plagued with this seduction from the media. I think everyone is seduced by the media to believe that it's just wonderful to be young. And it's great to be young. There's wonderful things to celebrate. It's just that that's not the only time of life to celebrate. So thank God for, I remember having Jacqueline Bisset and Sophia Loren and women that I looked up to looking gorgeous and being the best they could be or not even looking good. And I remember some actresses I loved and I thought, wow, she's just showing her wrinkles, you know, and she looks lovely. It's like, that quote that the Emerson's quote, that as we grow old, the beauty steals inward. We've all seen older women, older men that just shine from the inside out. We need to change our whole perception of what aging is. We have this antiquated vision that needs to change. And for women, I think it is a little more drastic because we are so objectified when we were younger.
I love this.
It's really harder for women. I do. Mm-hmm. I talk to women about it. They really resonate with that because it's, you know, we're always supposed to be, it's about our looks. And I think men go through this too.
Well, I was going to, if I may, I just want to jump in and say.
Jump in, George. Come on.
He won't have a problem with that.
I agree completely that there is that objectification of women. And I think women have their own unique and distinct challenges that they have to face. But men as well, you know, men are accustomed to being perceived as the strong ones, the capable ones, physically able ones. And when we age, whether we like it or not, no matter how much fitness and exercise and diet and all the rest of it we do to maintain good health, we can't do at 60, 70, 80, and 90 what we could do at 30, 40, and 50. And so we go through our own metamorphosis and change. We go through our own period of being invisible. I know a number of women who speak about the fact that as they age, they feel like they become invisible within society. They don't get the recognition and the attention that they're used to getting. And it's true for men, too. You get gray hair, your body changes a little bit, and people in the world don't look at you the way they looked at you when you were younger and more physically capable. So I think both genders have challenges in that regard, and I also think that, as you say, there are tremendous opportunities that weren't present. One of them is who gives a damn, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you
spend
so much of your time worrying about how you look and how people perceive you and whatnot, and then you get to a stage where you realize it doesn't matter, and what matters is how you feel, what your emotions are, and how you can focus on the things that you want to do at this stage of your life.
Exactly.
I love it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into that. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you talk about in the book, how the wisdom of our past has helped and will help carve out a remarkable visionary future. And what should everybody know? Once you get that vision, what should you know about the world of possibilities? Well, it's all here. Do not go quietly. Great book. George Sandino, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to stop dissing our past and look at that from a place of epic wisdom. We'll be right back.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. For more information about us, go to the Dr. Pat Show or go to Transformation Talk Radio. Check us out. I just want to tell everybody all of our websites are being redesigned. We have some really cool things planned for all of you. We also are launching our Pay It Forward Angel campaign. You're going to be part of that as well. And Call to Shine. Today, though, is to really honor and feature two incredible people that have had the courage to take a conversation out into the world that is so needed. They call out through the book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. I have a couple of instant feedback questions coming in, which I will absolutely get them on air for George and Sedina. Before we go ahead, I would love for folks to know the best way to find out about you, find out about Age Nation, get a copy of the book, and anything else you'd like to say to folks. What's the best way to do that?
Well, the book site is donotgoquietlythebook.com. A lot of great information, free downloads, support elements, guided imagery, things and whatnot that people can use when they're reading the book and after. Age Nation, of course, is really simple. AgeNation.com will give people the opportunity to learn about all the things that we're doing to support people in the second half of life. The book's available on Amazon. Of course, it's an Amazon bestseller, Barnes & Noble, local bookstores. It's available everywhere.
And I think you mentioned donotgoquietlythebook.com. It's a lot of information on that site, too, for the book.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. I want to talk about a couple things, and I also have some questions coming in from listeners that I want to get to as well. One of the things I mentioned before the break is talking about vision and passion and purpose, and how that, you know, how the wisdom of everything that we've learned, you know, comes forth to reinvent, recreate, live a life that many of us didn't think we could live. I mean, I'm sitting on here talking to you because I dialed the wrong phone number and didn't hang up 10 years ago. Why didn't I hang up? What was it about me? And, you know, that, and I was in this category we're talking about. Why didn't I hang up? You know, what was it? And what can we say to folks listening to talk to the vast amount of knowledge and experience they have that is so needed in the world today?
Well, first of all, be proud of who you are and what you have, because you've earned it. I mean, the trips, the stumbles, the pains, the breakthroughs, the victories, the large things, the small things, they all add up to a life, and a life is a noble and extraordinary gift. And the truth of the matter is, you know, we go out and we spend a fortune for aged cheese and mature wine and all kinds of things, you know, we value. We look at masterpieces in art, and we spend billions of dollars collecting them in museums and things. Those things are all hard won. And so be proud of all of that and recognize that that's the gold that you have, and it's the gift that you can give to other human beings. T.S. Eliot says, don't just tell me about the wisdom of old men, but of their frailties and their follies, because that's the gold, the grist that has allowed us to arrive at this remarkable place in our lives. So to go quietly and meekly, to slink into the background and not feel worthy, our worst mistake, our biggest challenge and crime, if we hold that against ourselves, is an incredible gift that somebody can benefit from. So I think it's that the key is listening to the heart, listening to those prompts that sometimes are barely audible, that give us recommendations and suggestions. It's like you dialed a number, it was the wrong number, but it was a doorway to the future. And you had the courage and the willingness to just stay with the call and to see where it would lead you and look at where it has led you. And that's true for each of us. The universe is an incredible collusion of support. And if we stop resisting, if we stop keeping our head down and we lift our eyes and we take some risks, extraordinary things open, just like they open for you and just like they open for us.
And we also need to, each one of us, everybody listening, remember that when we were younger, we had a lot of physical energy. That's true. It doesn't mean our physical energy is gone as we get older. But now, there's a different kind of energy. Our souls are empowered with all that knowledge and wisdom from much of it from the mistakes we made, the missed opportunities. And now they're seasoned and ready for rich experiences that we can't have unless we're open, as George said, and you're willing to have these rich experiences. And they require deeper spiritual, emotional, and psychological energy that we never had access to when we were younger. We just didn't have it. So Betty Friedan says that aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and growth. So remember that. Those of us who weren't born yesterday have this opportunity now to reinvent ourselves and really reframe our lives with greater meaning and purpose and passion and celebrate this time of life with joy, because we've really arrived, if you think of it. You know, this is the time for us. We're here. As that quote says, never fear growing old. There are many who have never had the privilege.
Right, right.
The privilege to be here, to be alive, to have the opportunity to share the gift that only you have to give, that song that only you can sing.
I love it. I want to take one of the questions coming in because these are great. We've got a question from Jessica coming in from Chicago. Hi, Dr. Pat. Great show. I've got a question for your guest right now. I'm one of these folks that's not quite, in the target that you're talking about. However, my mother is. Even though this book may not be something that you'd recommend for me, I want to get it in the hands of my mother. How do you help those of us that watch our parents give up on life? Oh, that is a good one.
Well,
wow.
It is a good one. And the fact of the matter is more and more people today who are younger are becoming responsible or seeing the time when they will be responsible for making decisions, for being physically and emotionally and even financially responsible for the support of aging relatives. So this book is great for that demographic because it gives them, as Sedina often says, one can age consciously or wisely at any age, and one can live consciously. So the more consciously you live today, the more you will have to give to your parents. The way you guide your parents is honestly. You give them the opportunity again and again to make choices. And sometimes you can help them get started in the choice, you know? It's like a child who's standing on the edge of a swimming pool, afraid to jump in. And if a parent isn't mean-spirited but gracious and coaxes and encourages and gets their child started in the water, eventually they become great swimmers and they have a wonderful time. Well, there are a lot of things that we can encourage our parents to try, and sometimes we can try with them.
And I don't know how old you are, the person that's calling in, but I have to say that we really do encourage people that are younger also who will inherit this brave new world that we're in and who want to learn how to prepare themselves for the life that they're born to live, to also read Do Not Go Quietly. Because, you know, studies show that in some areas of the country, nearly one-third of adults and young adults are family caregivers. There's something like 3 million teenagers that are the sole care providers for parents and grandparents with Alzheimer's. And a lot of these younger people are a significant risk from depression, emotional maladies, all kinds of things. So the book is also for you. And the best thing to do is, as George said, just gingerly invite this conversation in with your parents.
But I find that when I take care of myself first and I anticipate the future, I know what's coming, which is really what Do Not Go Quietly is about, because everyone's aging, then I'm better prepared. And I open up and it just seems like the people around me start to change.
And one other quick thing. The book is filled, every chapter has a series of exercises in it, recommendations and suggestions. So by doing some of those exercises with your parent, you may very well help them get started and help their interest develop in a particular area.
Yeah, I love this because here's the thing that I love about this question that came in. You know, this book is a way to actually bridge the gap between you and your parents. I mean, imagine taking this journey with them, helping them not feel alone. I mean, what a brilliant idea for you to be sending us this message. And boy, you know, if I were you, I would pick up on George and Sedina's recommendation, and you could become a whole new spokesperson for a generation that is so out there ready to help their parents and beyond. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about dreams versus desires. You know, what is the magic mix of this? And how do we... how do we stand confident in knowing that we can give our best? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, like I said, go to thedrpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. Do not go quietly. George, Sedina, I can't thank you enough for joining me here today. What I'd like to do is, in these next couple minutes, I want to ask one question of each of you. And the question is this: what is the bottom line for the people that are listening to the show and the people that are reading the book? What is the bottom line? And what is your message, your personal message from each of you? And I can't thank you enough for joining me here today. Who would like to start?
I'll start that. My advice is to go to the place inside of you that knows how much effort and energy it took to get into this life, and that there is some dream inside of you, some purpose that you have come here to fulfill. It doesn't mean you have to do it all. It doesn't mean that you have to be famous. It only means that you have to do the thing that you are called to do from inside of yourself. So get quiet, turn down the outside noise, listen to those prompts, and then follow them. You will live whatever life you have remaining more richly, more impassioned, and with a lot greater love and satisfaction.
Beautiful.
And I would just say, just to follow on with what George said, remember Rumi said, let the beauty of what you love be what you do. So love what you do. Open your heart to whatever that is you can get excited about in life. We were just talking about that with Pat, Dr. Pat. Be in love with your art, your grandchildren, your friends, your service work, your life, your uncomparable self. There's no one else like you. You know, there used to be, it was like a common denominator that our human survival depended on procreating ourselves. And now what it truly depends on is our understanding, our compassion, our forgiveness, and our wisdom. Sharing our wisdom, that's what the world needs so desperately now. So be sure that you do that. Give your gift.
I love it. Thank you both for joining me here today. I know that there are many, many things that you're off doing. What I'd like to say is take a moment to just give out the websites, let folks know how to get a copy of the book again. And again, thank you so much. I hope that you will come back. Thank you.
We will.
Oh,
we will indeed. We look forward to it. So Barnes & Noble, independent bookstores, online at Amazon.com, both Kindle and hardcover editions. AgeNation.com, ton of things to do and get involved in, and the book site, Do Not Go Quietly, thebook.com. Many blessings, many thanks. You're doing great work, Dr. Pat. We really so.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. What a beautiful interview. We really appreciate all your passion. Thanks, everybody, for listening, for your awareness.
Well, I got to tell you, you guys fired me up to do more. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get fired up to do more because there are people out
same
there
here.
The caller. Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Take good care. Blessings.
Oh, many blessings to you. What I want to say to all of you tuning in right now to the show, there are a couple of things I want to say in wrapping up. The book, Do Not Go Quietly, it's brilliant. And it's brilliant in a lot of ways. And what I mean by that is that there are things in this book through stories that and through tools, things that you could do that I never had in this journey. And that's why we here at the show and Transformation Talk Radio do the things we do to help people. It's because we want to make sure that what we're doing is of the highest vibration in service of all of you. We bring folks on like George and Sedina to the show so that they can share their message to just say to all of you out there, don't give up. Don't let age be the deciding factor between living a life that you truly love or living a life that is full of resentment and despair. You have the complete opportunity to look at where you are right now in this moment and create, create, create. So here's what I want to say to those of you listening to the show today, you know, that are in a really tough place in your life. how do I know you might be? Because I've been there. I said something the other day on radio. I've literally lost everything I've ever had in my life four times, and including my health at some point. And what I want to say to you is that, you know, this is a journey that we can take together. We continue to bring you the best of the best to help you live life full out. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in, turning us on. And remember, if there's anything that you do today, take a moment and create. Imagine a different thing in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. Take a moment and give yourself the gift of what you know and have, and that's wisdom. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live every Thursday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel and Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150. So join Dr. Pat live or listen 24/7 at www.thedrpatshow.com. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.